Today I'd like to talk to you about Rain Dakota Dak Prescott, born July 29th, 1993. He is the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Played college football for Mississippi State, and he was selected, now get this, he was selected by the Cowboys in the fourth round of the 2016 NFL draft. Fourth round, from Sulphur, Louisiana. He was actually intended to serve as a backup in his rookie season, but he became the starting quarterback after the original starter, Tony Romo, was injured in the preseason. And then, boy, did he have an amazing season. They ended up clinching the top seed in their conference. He had set several rookie quarterback records and was named to the 2017 Pro Bowl. As of week 17, his completion percentage was 67.8. Already has 3,667 passing yards. His TD to interception ratio is 23-4. Passer rating 104.9. Pro Bowl, all rookie team, just amazing. And to look at him, you'd be like, wow, this is a surprise. They did not expect this at all, because there were 134 other people picked in the NFL draft before they got to him, but he just blew it up. When you think about this, the fact that there's so many surprises in life. Jerry Jones is completely surprised. He could say, oh, I knew that this was going to be the case. Well, if you knew, then why didn't you pick him earlier? The reality is, you picked him when you picked him. And so that says that you must not have known something about him, these things about him. And so this is what happens. And that's the beauty of a surprise. You ever think about how little we know about Jesus? I'm serious, how little? Of course, a lot we do. We've got Old Testament prophecies. We've got the story of his birth. We've got his teachings. We've got his relationship with his followers. And then there's his opponents, and then his trial and death and resurrection. But how tall was he? What did he look like? We know for sure that he was Jewish. But would he have the Jewish look today? We know he wore a seamless robe. But what was he like as a boy? Did his brothers and sisters, the half-brothers and half-sisters, ever say, you think you're so perfect? And if they did, how did he answer? I'm sure he didn't say, well, yeah, I actually am. I don't know what he would have said. Must have been a great person to have around. What was he like when he taught? Did he smile a lot? Did he laugh? Well, I would think that he did. I mean, but it's not written down. What were his eyes like when he looked at his disciples? Did they speak love? Did they speak fire when he was speaking to the Pharisees? C.S. Lewis wrote of the possibility that Jesus was a legend, a myth, and as a scholar, he specialized in Old English and Norse fables, which led him to say, I was by now too experienced in literary criticism to regard the Gospels as myths. They had not the mythical taste. They're more prosaic, less rich in many kinds of the imaginative beauties of the pagan mythologies. He took this lack of embellishment as evidence that the stories were actually true. He might have said, if this is myth, it's not written very well for the genre. And when we come to people like Dak Prescott, it's just too good to be true. I mean, how could this fall in the lap of all teams, the Dallas Cowboys? But it did. And he played extremely well. Extremely well. All the way into the playoffs. And then against the hottest quarterback, he still led a comeback. This is Christmas time for Jerry Jones. This is a gift, a surprise. When we think of Jesus, we think of what a surprise, what he must have looked like. Now we look at him and there's all these different pictures, but the reality is he probably most likely walked through the streets of Nazareth, through the streets of Jerusalem, and the only thing that would make him different would be the fact that he had quite a following. But the Bible says this is verse chapter 53 of the book of Isaiah says, beginning at verse 1, who has believed what he has heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of a dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. And so just like Dak Prescott was looked over, Jesus even more so. This is the Creator God. And he walked through the streets. He would perform miracles. He would do this. He would do that all sinlessly, and yet with no regard. The Creator walking amongst the created. And so when you stop and think about what we have in Jesus, he would have been selected in the late rounds. Let me ask you, in your life right now, where does Jesus fit in? The God-man, where does he fit in? Is he an afterthought? Or would he be the first pick of what you'd want? Now that I know him, he'd be the first one that I'd want. I'd want him to be my coach, be my boss, to be on my team, to do it all, because he'd do it perfectly. That's my prayer for you, that you would look to Jesus. First round, first pick. Then things are going to happen.